Oh, that's right. It's Tuesday afternoon. How you doing this afternoon? Do want to remind you today is National Pancake Day, and you can go over there to IHOP and eat pancakes. They'll give you a short stack for free. The only thing they'd like in exchange is a donation as you walk out the door. They've got a box posted there. So please make a donation there at IHOP. It will all the money that they raise, all of it. They don't take out anything, will go to the Greenville Children's Hospital up there in Greenville. So a really good cause, and you never know when something like that might be needed, or maybe you have had the opportunity to take advantage of the Shriners Greenville Children's Hospital there. But today, my very special guest is right here, grew up in the cornfields of Indiana, all the way from there down here to Greenwood, South Carolina, Drew Reichert with the Mattress Expo. How you doing today, Drew?
I'm doing good, Ann. Thanks for the great introduction.
Well, you know, the cornfields of Indiana. I guess there's a lot of jokes about the place, isn't there, being flat and living in the country and everything.
Oh yeah, there definitely is. The biggest one I remember was when my dog ran away. We saw him leaving for 2 days. That's how flat it was. So, yeah, there's a lot of jokes about Indiana.
But that is where you're from, and you know, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
You know, I don't know that I ever really gave it a lot of thought. I a matter of fact, I kind of found myself one day, I'd gotten out of the military and I was working on a farm, and the guy who was my manager on the farm suggested that I ought to get into sales, or I was gonna quote, his quote was, "You're gonna end up just like me." And it was a cold day, and I actually took it to heart, got a sales job, and that was in 1987, and I really never looked back. So it was a kind of a fork in the road for me. That was and that's I up until that point, I hadn't thought about what I wanted to do.
Well, I know you were telling me off the air, by the way, Drew, you own the Mattress Expo that just opened up here back before Christmas, right?
Right, it opened up late last summer in August.
In August, okay. And you have been in the mattress business. You're right there. Where is Mattress Expo for those that are listening that may not know?
Right between the Kohl's and the PetSmart.
That's right. So what? Nice store there. You're open every day and open till what are your hours?
Open until 8 o'clock every night, except for Saturday at 7, and Sunday we're open noon until 6.
So it's a great place. We're going to be talking about the mattresses, but I always like to talk a little bit about our guest. In fact, you grew up in Indiana, and when you graduated from high school, you had to make a choice, I understand. Your dad was old school.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and he just was wanting me to make a decision other than the couch. You know, you're going to go to work or it was college or the military, and every day college or the military. College, and I finally joined the military, and it was a great decision. I really had a great experience with the military. I'd recommend it to any young person. I thought it was a really fun time, and it helped me to meet people I would have never met, and it was a great experience.
Yeah. Now, how did you end up in the Air Force?
It was just, I was more comfortable with it. My dad was an air traffic controller, and I just thought, well, I'll just do that. So that's actually what I did. I was an air traffic controller in the Air Force in Columbus, Mississippi.
Columbus, Mississippi.
Yes.
Wow. So you joined the Air Force, you worked as an air traffic controller, and we were talking about all the different types of people that you meet in that situation, and what a good experience from somebody that, I guess you could say, was pretty much sheltered out there in the cornfields.
Yeah, I mean, I really do think it was a great experience. I really hadn't met a variety of people. And I was immediately put in with an inner city guy from Richmond, Virginia, and I was as foreign to him as he was to me, and we ended up becoming very close friends, and I'm still friends with the guys I was in the military with to this day. But it was a really great experience for all of us, I think, and I honestly think it'd be good for 2 years of military service or something along those lines for anybody. I think it's a good thing for the people and a good thing for our country to get the service from the young
sure.
people.
Well, you know, in Israel, they have to do something like that. They have to give some type of service to their country, even if it was in the Peace Corps or something like that. But I agree with you. I think something like that can change a person's life.
I think so, too. And I think right now, with, you know, our country's giving a lot more than it's getting back from. There's a lot of people taking from our government, and it'd be good to get a little more people giving back, I think.
Sure. Absolutely. So you were an air traffic controller. You served until 1987. And then I see that you, so that guy that you went back to work on a farm. Right. And then he told you, you ought to get out of here. So how did you get from there to down here into the South?
Well, one of those guys that I was in the service with was in Charlotte, and he got out, and I went down to visit. And him and his wife were encouraging me to move to Charlotte. And, of course, in 1987, Charlotte was a far different place than it is today. Matter of fact, I think it's a lot like Greenville, South Carolina is. I think Greenville is going to be the next Charlotte. But I was there, and I got four or five job offers in just a few days. And I literally bought a car, put my clothes in, and drove to Charlotte.
I mean, and how much did you spend on that car, Drew?
I'm completely serious. $400 I bought, and I drove down here in a $400 car with all my clothes, and it's just been a great experience. I moved here in 87, and it's wonderful. I love it here.
Absolutely. So so you drove down there, and you actually had worked for some car dealerships up north, correct?
Yeah, when that guy on the farm told me to get a job in sales, I didn't know of any other sales job that come to mind other than a car lot. I got a job, did well, but didn't like it. The hours were long, and I just wasn't interested in the car business so much. And so when I went to Charlotte, I ended up applying at some furniture stores, and that was the fork in the road for me where I went into the furniture business.
And from that, you ended up with mattresses, right?
Right, yeah. In the summer of 87, and I've just stayed with it since then.
Now, what type of sales? How did you get into the mattress store, owning a mattress store? Did you sell mattresses? Were you a rep or something?
Well, I was. I worked in retail for 13 years, and I worked for Haverty's for a while, and which is a great company, by the way. And then I worked for some independent retailers. And then I got a job as an outside sales rep for Simmons Beauty Rest, and I was the sales rep for South Carolina for 7 years. And I saw a lot of opportunity where there was people running stores that really weren't following through or weren't doing what they said they would do. And I thought, you know, I think there's a lot of upside to owning a store. And then my biggest retailer went out of business with some personal problems in Aiken, South Carolina. And I had been selling him mattresses for 7 years. I opened up his old location, and it just took off. And so that I've been doing that for the last several years.
And the rest is history.
That's right.
There
That's
you
right.
go. Yeah. All right. We're here with Drew Reichart. He is the owner of the Mattress Expo right up there, I like to say, in the Kohl's Shopping Center between Kohl's and PetSmart. You need to go by and see him. He's got great mattresses. In fact, we're going to be talking about some of the issues with mattresses, but I always like to start out the show and talk about the person that is here with us. So right now, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Drew Reichart. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Do want to remind you the Greenwood Christian Auction is going on Friday. That's right. You can have a free preview Thursday night, the 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. Then the silent auction, you can place bids all day long starting at 8 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. They are going to follow that by the live auction. And, of course, they've got the big tease and the big thing to stay till the end is for that $500 cash giveaway. That's right, with County Bank Insurance. So it's going to be a lot of fun. They've got a lot of great things. Just wanted to mention that. Don't forget, give them a call over there, 229-2427. 229-2427. That's Greenwood Christian School. And by the way, if you'd like to donate anything, tomorrow is the last day to donate. Yesterday we had Angel McAllister, and I happened to be up there at McAllister's last night, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Angel comes in. She goes, "I've been working hard ever since I left there, Anne." So they are putting it all together. So that'll be coming up this Friday. But today, our very special guest is Drew Reichart, and he owns the Mattress Expo right here in Greenwood. And you just opened another store up in the Taylor's area, correct?
Yeah, I sure did, about a week ago.
Week ago. Yep. So I know you had anticipated getting that one going sooner.
Yeah, I had a lot of county caused delays.
But should we call that red tape?
Yeah, red tape. That's it. Yeah, but it's going fine now. It finally got going. Finally.
Yeah. So that's some of that government regulation that we small business people just really love, right?
Yeah, I had to put a drinking fountain in a mattress store as required by law, and I had to have a 24-hour monitored fire alarm service, which they didn't remind me until they were there for my final inspection. That took a couple of more weeks to get that put in.
Well, it was because of the snow, right? I mean, in all fairness.
Oh, yeah, in all fairness, we probably lost a week, really, because of the weather.
Right, exactly. But anyway, so you've got two stores. And a while back, you had three stores, and you sold those stores, and you were called what, the Mattress Man?
Yeah, that was the name of the stores. They're still down there. They're in Augusta and Aiken. And I had a guy who was real interested in purchasing them, and so I did it. I went ahead and made the sale, and he still operates them as Mattress Man, and we're still, you know, I still talk with him and give him advice, and we work together when necessary. And then I've kind of moved off to the west a little bit here in Greenwood, and then up in Taylor's.
Sure. So how did you ever find, Aiken, Greenwood? Of course, you were covering South Carolina. But what drew you to Greenwood after being in Aiken and Augusta?
Anybody who's been to Aiken probably would say how wonderful of a town it is. And I loved Aiken. It was really a great town, and it was really good to do business in a town like that. So when the opportunity came to look for another store, I wanted to find another town that kind of reminded me of Aiken, and I guess that's kind of where Greenwood fit in. It's a very similar size town, and just kind of reminded me a little bit of Aiken, and that's kind of where I initially got my interest in Greenwood.
Absolutely. Now, just for the record, what type of mattresses do you sell at the Mattress Expo?
We have Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic. We got the new Tempur-Pedic Choice beds, which are like the Select Comfort, the Sleep Number type beds, but they're made by Tempur-Pedic. We have Sutherland, which is a 120-year-old brand out of Tennessee, and we've got a company out of North Carolina called Corsicana. And all of our brands, matter of fact, every product in that store is American-made, and that's a conscious effort that I've made because we had a lot of trouble finding an American-made bed frame manufacturer, and a couple years ago we found one of them, and so we're completely American-made in there now.
That's important, isn't it, Drew?
I think it is. I mean, I wish everybody would have thought of that 30 years ago because we've gone a long ways in the wrong direction. But hopefully if people become more cognizant of it, we can kind of turn things in a better direction for everybody.
Sure. And price ranges on the mattresses.
Oh, it's unbelievable. $159 for a queen-size mattress all the way to $7,300.
Wow.
Yeah, there's...
That's a range.
There is. You know, that's what some people ask me about mattresses. They'll say, you know, how much has it really changed? And you could always buy a $299 or $399 mattress. Even when I started in 1987, $399 queen was a... And we sell them every day now. But the top end is what's really changed, and that's really Tempur-Pedic has really made people aware of how good a bed can be, and that's where the real change has been.
You know, one of the things I was thinking about talking about this is, you know, how do you know when you need to get a new mattress?
You know, I think the bed changes and we change. I mean, I'd like to think, yeah, I was telling you earlier, I went to eat lunch today and the lady asked me if I wanted the senior discount. So it was kind of a shocking shocking thing there. But you know, I think we change, our mattresses change. And so, you know, I guess the recommended time now is every 8 or 10 years, unless you had something like a Tempur-Pedic. Now, they have a life expectancy of plus 20. But if...
So you know, I can buy my final bed with a Tempur-Pedic.
Well, you know, maybe better sleep will carry you another 30 years.
Okay, yeah, all right, yeah.
I think that poor sleep is obviously the, you know, back pain, poor sleep. The bed looks like it's sagging. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can drive you to get a new mattress. But really, a lot of people are, you know, an interesting thing that happens every summer. People come in, they talk about how they just got back from vacation, didn't realize how bad their bed was, and then they want a bed like they slept on at the Westin Hotel or something like that, which, by the way, we sell that bed. It's called the Heavenly Bed from the Westin Hotel. It's a Simmons Beautyrest, and we actually carry that.
Well, those are good beds.
Oh, yeah, they really are. I mean, but I sometimes think that, you know, the vacation will... it'll make people really aware of what they're lacking in a mattress sometimes.
Or is it that they're not under so much stress and everything back at they're on vacation, so they are able to sleep better and enjoy it more?
Yeah, could be that. Could be time in the sun.
Yeah.
Rum.
Rum. There you go.
It could be.
I always sleep better when I have a little rum. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but if they attribute it to the mattress, that's fine with
that's
me.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, now when it comes to a mattress, when you're trying to advise somebody, how do you tell them what are some of the things to consider for a mattress?
You know, I'd literally ask everybody to give me like a range of, give me a cap, and I respect it when they,
A lot of people don't want to tell you where they're at, so they always lowball it. That's what I find with the jewelry.
I think that's true, but I give them, I will tell them what's available. I'll say, look, our range goes from here to here. Do you want me to show you something at a certain price range? Because I don't, sometimes when you work in retail, you get used to seeing a $3,200 price tag on something, and, you just forget the reality of what $3,200 is. I mean, so I try to be respectful to everybody, and if somebody wants to buy something top of the line, I'll show them that. But I try to get a gauge for what kind of price range they're looking for, and then I try to, there are so many things a mattress can affect. I mean, latex beds, for example, are good for people with allergies because bed bugs and dust mites don't live in them. Innerspring beds sometimes will, depending on the innerspring, some of them will reduce motion from side to side, like a Simmons Beauty Rest is the old bowling ball commercial.
Right.
Tempur-Pedic does an even better job of that. And then some beds are cooler than others based on the way they're constructed. So there's all sorts of different things a bed can impact your sleep.
So I guess you really need to know who you're dealing with to try to find out, because, just laying down on a bed for 5 minutes doesn't really give you a picture of how the bed is going to feel.
No, it doesn't. And, I try to make sure that I think that's my job or the sales guys, and that's our job to kind of try to help you. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And you're in there looking, and you don't want to find out what you didn't know after you bought your bed,
Exactly.
So we try to explain to people the benefit of this, the downside to that, and, try to fit the bed to you. And that really is that everybody who works there, we try to fit the bed to the person. And that's a big thing, because otherwise you're going to have people that are unhappy, and, that's not ultimately good for anybody.
Sure. And if you're supposed to replace your mattress every 8 to 10 years, as a rule, right?
Right.
I guess you want to make sure that somebody makes that right decision.
Yeah,
for
you
repeat
do.
Sales, right?
Yeah, and it's, that's another thing. It's really a scary proposition for somebody to come in and say, I'm going to spend $1,200, I'm going to leave, and I got to live with this decision for the next 10 years. I mean, it's hard enough for people to buy shoes, and to come in and spend that kind of money on a mattress, you really want to have competent help that can help you to explain why this may or may not be the right decision for you.
Or why it's better, why you would want to spend that extra money, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. Or why you wouldn't need to spend it in some cases.
Money.
I mean, people come in all the time and they'll tell me, I've got a platform bed, for example, and what do I do? And I say, well, what do you mean, what do I do? And they go, well, I don't need a box spring, and I feel really bad that I have to buy a box spring. I say, you do not have to buy a box spring. But almost every retailer will tell you that you do. And that's a few hundred dollars that you could save, and if you've already got a platform bed, for the most part, almost all the brands now are warranted with a platform. So there's a lot of little things like that that can really trip somebody up.
So when you're looking for an expert, then you need to go over there to the Mattress Expo, talk to Drew and his staff over there. You've been doing this for, 30-some years now?
Yeah, it's close to. It's July of 1987, so I guess it's getting close to that.
Yeah, there you go. My, how time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Do you ever think back if you'd stayed in Indiana working on a farm? Do you ever think about that guy?
I have actually thought about it. And I who knows what would be better? I got some friends I grew up with that are, literally dairy farmers, and they're happy people and they're great people. And, so who knows what the right choice was. For me, this seems to be the right choice. But I certainly respect anybody's decision to live in that small town, because I sure enjoyed it when I was there.
Absolutely. There's a lot to be said for that. Hey, I am here with Drew Reichert. He is the Mattress Expo right there in Kohl's Shopping Center between Kohl's and right next to PetSmart there. We are going to hear South Carolina news, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafé Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right, 4:36 in the afternoon. What are you doing? I hope you're listening to us right here on WCRS. That's 1450 AM on your radio dial. And, of course, you can listen to us on the stream at WCRS1450AM.net. And, of course, we have downloadable apps where you can download to your smartphone either an app or for the iPhone or for any Android ones. So make sure you do that today. If you go to the website, it's real easy. It'll actually prompt you to download it. Once you've done it one time, hey, you don't have to ever do it again, and you can keep us with you wherever you want to tune in. Well, this afternoon, our very special guest is Drew Reichart. He is the owner of the Mattress Expo. He has one here in Greenwood and one in Taylor's that just opened. He's been, he's open. You know, August is going to be here before you know it. You will be here a year before you know it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to August or any time warmer than what we're getting right now.
Well, the good news is it is supposed to be in the 70s this weekend.
Yeah, that is very good news.
I mean, but I'm tired of this teaser weather, the weather that comes and you go, and everybody was out this last weekend. I don't know if you noticed, but it was like the roads were filled here in Greenwood. People were just out driving around saying hallelujah for some nice weather. And then what happens? Right back in the doldrums here again.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable this year.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about mattresses, but one of the things that I think is really neat that you just did was your trip to South America.
Yeah,
you won this trip, and you took some buddies with you, and just tell us just a little bit about it.
That place was the most awesome place. It really was.
I mean, and where did you go?
I went to Argentina, and like you said, I won this trip, and I had some my wife just told me to take some of my buddies from high school that I never get to go with, so they went with me, and we went all the way to the southern tip of Argentina, which is the southernmost city in the world. We got to climb on a glacier. And the cost of living is so ridiculously low in Argentina. To give you an idea, I got a parking ticket for 16 cents. I was eating steak like you'd eat at Morton Steakhouse. I had a steak dinner. It was $11, and that included the wine. I mean, it was just, Argentina is so economically depressed right now, but so safe. I mean, I would suggest that place to anybody. I loved it. It was a great place.
And the purpose of the trip was you started out going on a...
it was a dove hunting trip, and I won that trip, and I'm not kidding. I hadn't shot a shotgun four times in my life, so the dove hunting was incidental. I just thought if I'm all the way down there, I'm going to make a bigger trip out of it. And the rest of the trip, the dove hunting was great, but the rest of it was just... lifetime memories. It was really wonderful.
That's right. And I know that did you lose your phone?
Yeah.
Yes. Didn't you tell a story about losing your phone?
Yeah, I lost my phone in a taxi cab on the way to the airport to come home. My plane was leaving at 9:30 at night for an all-night flight. It was 8:30 when I realized my phone was in this random taxi cab in Buenos Aires, and I got it back.
Well, tell us how you got it back.
Well, one of my friends was real calm, and I wasn't. You know, every picture I had.
You were stressing, yes.
Yeah, I had, 300 pictures of a two-week vacation in that phone. And so this friend of mine said, well, you know what, we called the cab from the hotel, so maybe the cab company will remember who was sent to the hotel, and they did. And then they called the cab driver. He said, I want to help him. I'm going to bring it back. So he drove it back to the airport, and then he wouldn't give it to anybody except for me, and the airlines wouldn't let me go back in reverse through security. So long story short, the airlines went down and met the cab driver. He gave it to him, and I got it like 10 minutes before the plane took off. So it was fantastic.
And didn't you have somebody that was translating for you?
Yes, the lady at Delta was, she told me the guy won't give it to anybody because he said he doesn't know them and he only wants to give it to you because he wants to make sure you get it. And I said, please tell him in Spanish that you're my friend. So she did, and I got it back, and it was just, in the end, it makes a good story, but it was a very stressful 1 hour. I was very upset about losing every
phone.
Picture from my two-week vacation.
Yeah, wow. Well, I just thought that was an interesting story, and I know that you just had a great time on it.
Oh, yeah, I did. And like I said, anybody who's thinking about it, they come up there, and I'll tell you more than you want to know about it. Yeah,
okay.
It was great.
All right, so that's at the Mattress Expo, and we're talking with Drew Reichart, and he has quite a story to tell on that. You're also a big baseball fan.
I am a big baseball fan. I went to 5 games last year. I went to 2 in Atlanta to see the Braves and the Cardinals play. Then I took off and went to Cincinnati with my boys and took them to 2 games in Cincinnati, and then we went to 1 game in St. Louis. So we actually followed the Cardinals for 5 straight days. It was a thrill for my boys, and really when you're with 2 boys that love baseball that much, you feel like you're 11 years old again too yourself. I mean, so it was a lot, probably more fun for me than them, and we had a really great time.
That's cool. That's nice to be able to do things that way. So we're talking about mattresses. We're talking about sales. You know, one of the things that is kind of scary out there when you're looking at staying in hotels and everything, though, is this bed bug thing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And it's, you know, what's really scary is that that is the case around here. I mean, you could possibly run into bed bugs in a hotel. I don't think it's very likely. But in the places where bed bugs are more established, you can run into bed bugs in hotels, and that is fairly common. And you can get them on airlines. I mean, if you Google, there are stories where people have gotten bed bugs on a certain airline twice. And they've gotten them in libraries, movie theaters, I mean, pretty much anywhere. And it's horrifying. I was telling you during the break that I've got a friend in the pest control business who told me that the pest control people say in 20 years, we are going to accept bed bugs like we accept mosquitoes.
I find that hard to believe.
I find it horrifying. Yeah. You know, I don't even want to think about it. I mean, it's just, it is unbelievable to think that could happen. I sure hope that it doesn't. Well, I hope we come up with some more effective ways to stop the spread.
You would think with all the things we're able to do, right, that they would be able to come up with something.
Well, we had been using DDT and we completely eradicated them. There were really no bed bugs in the United States for 30 years, and they've really started making a comeback with, you know, international travel and no DDT, and the combination of the two is really causing a problem.
So we need the DDT back again.
Yeah, I don't know if this radio station is that right wing. No, I don't think we can ask for DDT, but
no,
we probably need some kind of solution, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we do.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're talking about beds. Now, one of the things that you do, you can usually get them delivered that same day?
Yeah, we can deliver a mattress the same day. In fact, that's probably half of our sales we deliver the same day. We try to keep the most commonly sold stuff in stock, including Tempur-Pedics. We sell a lot of Tempur-Pedic. The Mattress Man store that I talked about earlier in Augusta, right before I sold that, we were the biggest independent Tempur-Pedic retailer in South Carolina. And the reason we did that is because pretty much all of our message is always to tell people that Tempur-Pedic costs the same everywhere. If you see a sale, let's just say H.H. Gregg or Ashley or Mattress Firm or Sears or Haverty's or any of the myriad of people that sell Tempur-Pedic, anytime you see an ad that says that they've got some kind of special event with Tempur-Pedic, it's going on everywhere, literally everywhere, because Tempur-Pedic directs the retailers what pricing that they have to sell it at.
So can't make a special deal on
it. No, nobody can. And so that's the real great thing about it is, you know, all of us would like to shop local, but none of us want to pay more to do it. And
right.
So that's why you see your neighbors walking, you know, through mud puddles at 80 feet away from the Walmart.
Right.
You know, it's a frustrating shopping experience to go there, but we kind of have to. But now, as far as Tempur-Pedic goes, they're the same price everywhere. So you can shop local and get the same deal you would anywhere else and still support a local business. So that's a great thing about Tempur-Pedic, and that's one reason we really like to sell them.
And, you know, the other thing is you've got a big sale going on right now, don't you?
We do. On any Sealy or Simmons queen or king set, you get $300 off or a $300 Visa gift card or a 39-inch TV on any of them, king or queen. No minimum price on any of them.
Wow, so that's a nice thing. Now I guess you could take that $300 gift card and apply it to your mattress.
Yeah, you could. In fact, that's what most people are doing. Most people will just tell you right on the spot, hey, we'd rather just take the $300 and apply it right to the mattress. So we do whatever you want to do. You can get a gift card and give it as a gift to your wife or something, or just enjoy the mattress at a lower price, whatever works.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking with Drew Reichardt, and he is the Mattress Expo right up there between and the Kohl's, I guess, shopping center right next to PetSmart. You got to go by and see him if you're in the market for a mattress. Now, what do you do? Will you remove the old mattresses?
Yeah, we take the old mattress away for free. We set up that we deliver the new mattress for free. We set it up for free. We remove the old one. All that is part of the deal.
Okay. And do you charge for that?
No, we don't. And you know, we actually guarantee our pricing, too. So, I mean, you'll get the best price and you'll get the service. I mean, and, you know, we're too new here in Greenwood with Mattress Expo. But, you know, the former business that we had was the Mattress Man. It's still up and kicking. And you can look at the old reviews over there. And there are several years of five-star reviews. And that's, you know, everybody can get on Google. So you need to treat everybody the way you want to be treated. And that goes without saying anyway. But I think that it's important to remember, you know, social media goes a long ways to help you or hurt you. So we try to do the right thing always.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are here with Drew Reichert. His telephone number over there at the Mattress Expo, 227-2014. That's 227-2014. If you'd like to see about a new mattress, I highly recommend you go over and see Drew. Right now, though, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we're going to be right back.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right, right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. That's right, I may have to go investigate a new mattress after my conversation here with Drew Reichert with the Mattress Expo. Right there next to PetSmart. Been there since August, and we've known you pretty much since the time you opened your mattress store here.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. I mean, I started doing business with you guys, and I've been real happy with the results. You guys got some very good listeners, and they've been good to our store.
Well, that's terrific to hear. But now, one of the things that you do is those adjustable lift beds. What? And now, I know those are good, like, they're almost like hospital beds, right?
They really are. And, you know, I think people for years associated them with the elderly or people who are unable to get out of bed. And certainly that's the case for a lot of people. I sold one yesterday to someone who had Parkinson's, and it was a big help for getting in and out of the bed because it kind of lifts you right up onto your feet. But I've got one, and a lot of other people that, you know, that are a lot of younger people get them, read the laptop in bed, read a book, watch television. A lot of people have, it's a lifestyle thing. I mean, and in fact, one of the models is called a lifestyle bed. So, I mean, that's really what it's directed at. It's for elderly people in some cases, but in a lot of increasingly high numbers of people are getting them for, you know, for working on a project on the laptop, for, you know, whatever you might be doing.
For those leisurely days staying in bed when you got to work.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, unfortunately, that's right.
So just for the record, how you think that, what other things do you sell at your store?
We've got a full line of headboards. We have pillows of all different types, you know, gel pillows, memory foam pillows, latex pillows, different styles of memory foam pillows, all the pillows Tempur-Pedic makes, which is a lot of them. We have mattress protectors that are made to make your bed feel cool. Some people would like to come in and buy a bed that's made to feel cool and don't have the money. They actually have covers that can be put onto a bed and make the bed feel significantly cooler. We sell those. We got pretty much anything for bed, even bedroom furniture. We do some catalog sales on bedroom furniture as well.
Wow. Okay. So the place you got to go to the Mattress Expo and check it all out. Now, is the best way, when somebody comes into your mattress store, what's the best way for somebody to get educated about mattresses, but also to be able to try the different types? I mean, you know, they always tell you, you know, oh, go lay down on this bed, lay down. I always feel very uncomfortable, you know, okay, I'll lay here. All right, good. I'm up now.
Yeah, that's what everybody has, that same issue. I mean, I think when you go into a store, you should feel comfortable. And you know, part of the training that the people at the Mattress Expo have is when you're encouraging someone to lay down on the bed, we will walk away. I mean, we'll walk 7 or 8 feet away. You're not going to have somebody hovering over the top of you while you're
trying. How does that feel? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you ought to, you know, do you have a dimming lights area and a cozy blanket and let them take a nap?
Yeah. No, we don't do that.
but that is kind of hard to do.
It is. It's hard to relax in that kind of an environment. But it's, you know, the guys that work there and the ladies that work there, they're all trained to try to make you as comfortable as they can. So You know, that's the objective, is to let you be as comfortable as you can. And one of the things I tell people is that, look, 5 minutes on a mattress in a mattress store is entirely different than 8 hours in your house. So you take your time and lay there. If you want to lay there 30 minutes, you know, we're going to be there till 8 o'clock at night. You don't need to make a quick decision. And if you need to come back tomorrow, that might be the best thing too. So, I mean, we're about winning the war, not the battle. I mean, we're not there to slam a sail down right now. If it takes a couple days, you know, that's what it takes. Or if it takes 30 minutes of laying there, whatever it takes.
Would you bring me a cup of coffee while I was laying in bed there?
No, because you'd spill it. I'd have
to. Okay, I just thought I'd ask, you know, if there
but
were
if
any.
But if we had one of our mattress covers on there, I could do that. We sell those covers that protect it from that sort of thing.
Sure. Okay. Now, that's another thing on pillows, isn't it? There's so many varieties of pillows.
There are a lot of different pillows. And, you know, it's really finally people are recognizing the fact that a pillow that's very thick being used by a woman that's very small might be causing neck problems. I mean, you could be, you know, 5'3", 105 pounds. And if you've got a pillow that, you know, looks like it should belong to a professional wrestler, you know, it's not a match. And you might have a lot of sleep issues related to your pillow that you don't even know about. So we carry pillows that are called low profile pillows. We carry high profile pillows, all different sorts of them. And the profiles relate to the comfort as well.
Wow. Okay. And you can spend a lot of different money on pillows too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you really can. I mean, you can get a pillow for $7, I think, but they've got them all the way to $159. So there's a big variety of pillows too.
Yeah, so that makes it. And again, we are talking with Drew Reichart with the Mattress Expo, 227-2014. I know that people are going to be coming in. They're going to be asking you questions. One of the other things we want to talk about is not everybody can afford a Tempur-Pedic.
No, you know, they can't, but there are companies that are trying to compete with Tempur-Pedic. Now, by and large, what's happening is they're coming in from their Chinese brands, really, is what it is. And they'll have a great big thick mattress, and they'll say, you know, it'll be like the commercials where they always say, it's just like a Honda, but they're not, you know.
Right.
And in this case, we actually found an American-made brand. It's out of Nashville, Tennessee. It's a 120-year-old brand called Sutherland. They're a fourth-generation family-owned company. They have memory foam beds with gel. They have a 15-year warranty not to lose half of an inch, and we got those in a queen size starting at $579. So, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, and we got a whole bunch of different ones of those. So if Tempur-Pedic's, you know, out of your range, then we've got other options that are really nice also.
So I guess the big thing is you just got to come on in.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it. I fortunately don't think that the mattress business will be completely taken over by the internet sales like a lot of businesses might be, because you really, the best way to know is to actually lay on it and try it.
Well, that's what I say, like about jewelry here. You know, the best thing on jewelry, it's very hard to buy a piece of jewelry when you are looking at it on the internet. You have to come in and you have to see it. That's my personal opinion on that.
I think so too, and I think, you know, if you find yourself in any place, I mean, you know, that big store we talked about earlier, you go in there and you try to find somebody to help you when you want to buy something, let alone when you come back with some kind of an issue. I mean, you come back with an issue at Mattress Expo and you'll literally talk to the owner or somebody who can put you on the phone with him right now. So, I mean, I think that there's some advantages to being dealing with a local retailer.
Sure. And, of course, the local retailer is Drew Reichart with the Mattress Expo. You hear him all the time right here on WCRS. That's right. And Gracie is saying, hey, Ann, isn't it about time for this show to be over? No, it's not quite over. Drew, what else would you like to tell us that maybe we haven't covered about mattresses and pillows and protectors and all this good stuff?
Yeah, I think shopping around is kind of the way it is now for most people, and I think that we would encourage that. And like I said, we guarantee our price. We match every coupon. So like I was telling you earlier, Tempur-Pedic is the same everywhere. And, you know, and our big motto is, if it's the same everywhere, why don't you buy yours locally? So that's the big catchphrase on Tempur-Pedic. But really, we guarantee our price even against internet pricing. So if you find a price on some random Simmons Beauty Rest somewhere that somebody doesn't even have a brick-and-mortar store and they're not paying taxes in Greenwood, we can still beat that price, and you'll have the benefit of dealing with somebody locally.
And you'll know the person that you're dealing with.
Right. That's right.
And that's what is important, whether it's jewelry or mattresses or any of the products. And I think that's one of the issues that is so important in today's world. We want people to shop local. It supports the community. It helps grow the community. And all the merchants that go out on a limb and open businesses and do this kind of stuff. It's really, really important that we see that the dollars stay right here in Greenwood, because you know what? When they do, guess what happens? Our community benefits.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, the big thing is everybody wants to shop local, but they want to treat their family right. So ultimately, the first consideration has to be, am I going to get an equal or better deal?
Right.
And you will. And that's the main thing I want to emphasize to everybody. We can easily beat the big chains. I've had a customer the other day said, you don't have any overhead. And I said, well, you know,
yeah.
I got three kids with braces, so I've got overhead, but I don't have a helicopter or, you know, any corporate office or anything. So to that respect, we can easily beat a national chain on the exact same items, and you get to shop local.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Drew Reichart. Drew, thank you for coming out and telling us all about the Mattress Expo right there with PetSmart, next to PetSmart, right up the few doors from Kohl's.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to do it, and thanks to all the very nice customers we've met in Greenwood so far in the few months that we've been here. We look forward to a long time here in Greenwood. Great people and a great town.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Drew. You have been listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Gracie is about to go crazy, so I tell you what, I'm going to sign out. Bye-bye, everybody.